Good evening. This is Ask Catherine, January 12th, 2020. Following the week of the world's longest Ask Catherine, we had a lot of questions pour in over the Christmas holidays when we don't do Ask Catherine, and so they piled up, and I thank you for your patience with that. Remember, please send your questions to askcatherine@salyer.com if you've posted it subscriber input, particularly if I haven't answered it or answered it thoroughly. It will be here in Ask Catherine. If we miss your question for any reason, which happens, because the flow is getting heavier, please make sure to let us know or resubmit. And again, our apologies in advance and thanks for your patience. The Ask Catherine is organized by categories. We have posted the notes with the audio file and you can see the categories and we're just going to dive in. Cash and precious metals. Question. When we are forced into the new credit system, do you think we'll be exchanging our U.S. dollars one-to-one for credits? Will we come out even whole? I'm trying to come up with a plan B as I am 66. Many thanks. There's absolutely no way to tell. Anything's possible. I'm assuming they'll try and swap dollar for dollar. But remember, their goal is, among other things, to strip all property rights. And so, you know, basically, you could even come up with a plan where over time, they confiscate all assets and you're on a universal basic income. So there's no way to tell, but this is not just a new financial system. This is a new control system. And the question is, are they going to try and strip all property rights and assets? COVID-19 question. I saw his wife's comment posted on Twitter. She said, this is a report on the doctor in Miami who died. What happened was he had, I think it was the Pfizer vaccine. His platelets went to zero and all the different things people did to get his platelets up would not work. And he died. And it's a report from his wife. We're now starting to see the trickle in of health events as a result, or material adverse health events as a result of the injections as well as deaths. There's going to be a new piece this week in Children's Health Defense on the deaths and adverse reactions. And they're doing a very good job of sort of providing the detail. And Polly Tommy and Mary Holland are doing a weekly podcast. So if you want to stay current, it's one of the best places to get the latest. And then another person pointed out, sent the article about the healthy Florida doctor dies after the Pfizer COVID that's at Children's Health Defense. One of the things that's very disturbing about the Pfizer injection is that not all the ingredients are disclosed. And of course, if you've ever heard a description of what mRNA injection is, it's really experimental gene therapy. Remember, these haven't been approved by the FDA. They're just under an emergency authorization. Question. I can't believe I forgot to include these two tidbits. Actually, I have the latest of two posts from the same person with some very interesting intelligence from California. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's in the notes and fascinating. It's just an example of the great intelligence that comes in from y'all. One of the things I wanted to mention, the folks in California, I'm getting rumors that California is going to institute some big tax increases next year. I haven't been able to determine if they're true or not. So if you hear anything about that, let me know. But if you're a California resident and you're thinking of switching, you may want to make sure you get out in time to not be a 2021 California resident because there may be tax complications. And remember, you know, your home, your assets are on the line for the municipal and government bonds. So if you're in a state with very high pension fund requirements as well as municipal debt, you want to think about that when you're doing your long-term financial planning. Then this was the other thing this person posted. My husband was going to have a COVID test because of exposure of someone at work, spouse, and I was against it. So I called the clinic where he was going to go and asked what cycle they run the PCR test at. The woman said she didn't know. They send them to the lab. So I asked what lab, and she said Quest Diagnostics. So I called Quest and asked them what they run their PCR cycle thresholds at. She said that every lab runs it differently and they don't give out that information. I said that I needed that information. She said, why? So you know how long it takes for results? And I told her no. But if you run it at 40 or 20, it will affect whether it's positive or not. She got very quiet and said very coolly, We don't give out that information. Can I help you with anything else? So much for transparency. And then they add, the other thing is, since LA defunded the police by reassigning money and duties to social workers to run on domestic violence calls, four of them have died. This hasn't been in the news, but I know it from LAPD. Great intelligence. If you're a social worker in a big city, you might want to think about this defunding the police and whether it's going to put your life at risk. You may want to find another profession. Question, yesterday I watched the webinar focus on Fauci, link below. The whole program was expert. It's remarkable that you see programs like this that describe the fraud and the injection fraud. And I'm glad to see people picking up on this idea that it's not a vaccine, because the only reason it's getting immunity from, I mean, the corporations are getting a complete skate. The government's paying for their development costs, and then they escape from any liability because they call it a vaccine, which it's clearly not. It's fully experimental gene therapy. You're not allowed to know the ingredients in the injection. Well, I don't see how you can have informed consent if you don't know the ingredients, but you certainly can't ascertain. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if you can't know the ingredients, it's not a vaccine because it's not medicine. Hi, Catherine. I hope you're well. I watched your interview online a week ago, and I immediately felt relief at hearing someone make sense of what is going on. I also had the feeling that you look very familiar. I subscribed to your newsletter and community yesterday and was surprised to see that you're based out of Hickory Valley. Up until COVID shut our church, I've been attending Emmanuel Episcopal Church in LaGrange. I'm wondering if I met you there. Anyway, it's truly a small world, and I wanted to say thank you for doing what you do. Your wisdom and intelligence has brought me much relief in the last few days. Anyway, it's a small world, not this Christmas. Last Christmas, I was at your church. I went over with a dear friend from Germantown to see the Christmas parade and proceeded to bump right into one of the Beck brothers of our area. So you've got one of the Beck brothers at your church. And if you don't know what I mean by that, watch Yellowstone or listen to my review of Yellowstone. It was a movie of the year last year. You'll understand what I mean about the Beck brothers. It's one of the reasons I'm in the Netherlands and not in Hickory Valley. Feedback. I heard you speak of the light side of conspiracy and thought I'd send a quote from Kenneth Rexroth. I love this quote. Without the hidden conspiracy of goodwill, society would not endure an hour. Wow. That is true. That is so true. If you meet and sit with every Celebrity Report subscriber that I've ever met, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's totally unique. But I call them the people who hold up the world because they're taking care of their kids. They're taking care of their uncle, their aunt, their brother, their grandparents, their neighbor, their this, the that. And without that conspiracy of goodwill, you're right, the world would collapse. And what's terrible about the folks we're dealing at the top is they're free riding it. And it's one of the things that's turning people mean, which is a very unfortunate result. Question. All the Patriots' hope and strategies, the Q plans, the favor of J.C. God, et cetera, were so easily countered and outmaneuvered by a few Antifa agitators leading the charge into the Capitol with feckless Patriot falling behind like useful idiots to follow MSM to frame the narrative of the right extremist mob, giving the perfect excuse for legislators to backtrack and vote in the evil that will descend on the Republic. The Republic is dead. No, the Republic's not dead. I realize we've had a patch that could kill it, but it's not dead yet. So only say that if you want it to be so. You know, my attitude is welcome to a 10,000-year-old war. January 6th absolutely was a setup. And it's interesting. I talked to one subscriber yesterday who I advised a year ago, please, please do not spend any time on the presidential election. You know, have a time budget of at most 5 to 10 hours to decide who you're going to vote for. And in the meantime, spend all your time building a greenhouse. And that's exactly what they did. And now they have a beautiful greenhouse to show for it. Whereas I've seen people spend, you know, 100 to 1,000 hours on the, you know, the pro-centralization team competition and reality TV show, and now they have nothing to show for it. There's one wonderful guy in subscriber input who said he'd spent a lot of time on his garden and potato varieties, and now, you know, he was thankful he did because now he had the potato varieties worked out. Hi, Catherine. What is your take on investing in real estate in 2021 as a first-time homeowner in lieu of continued renting? What about investing in rental properties? What markets are you liking the best, if any? This is very tricky because if you look at the financial method on that the Biden administration is going to pour on, you would expect real estate to go up, but you're going to have some serious pockets where people's income are getting hit and we have serious disaster capitalism. So it's going to be very localized, but generally the effort is going to be to bubble assets significantly more. But just remember, you really have to know the local turf because it's going to be all real estate is really local. Investing in rental properties depends on how they treat landlords where you are. Depends. I wouldn't own a rental property in New York. The only people who basically, you know, a lot of the people who are buying rental properties have the enforcement arm they need to bash heads. You know, but there are other markets where, yeah, rental properties, if you're willing to manage or if you have a good manager, are worth it. What markets are you liking the best? I'm liking smaller cities in highly lawful jurisdictions. So I would not want to be in the big cities, although there's a lot of action going on in real estate. But just remember, if you want to do this, there's either you take the time and manage it yourself, and it can be very, very time consuming. The other is you get behind a manager who knows what he's doing and has insider intelligence, which can be the safer way to go. But watch out for the disaster capitalism. I just saw AOC just did a rant about how the southern states were suppressed and we had to go in and save them. I'll tell you what that rant is, not that she realizes this. That's a rant that's going to be used because one of the things they most want to grab is farmland. And the southern states have fantastic farmland. And they want to be able to go and strip the guns, declare everybody a white supremacist, and get that land for cheap. Question. I read a book in 2010 that detailed evidence of a technology that could turn buildings to dust. Who controls that technology? The author of the book also commented on similar evidence at the federal building in Oklahoma. And there's a reference to the book about 9/11, where did the towers go, and the theory that very powerful invisible weaponry was there. I'm not going to read the rest of the question. It's in the notes again. Here's what's important to understand. There is invisible technology that is controlling our world. And it's a much longer conversation. It's impossible to get good information. There was a quote, I think in 1996 or 1997 by William Cohen when he was Secretary of Defense, basically talking about how terrorists could use weather warfare to, you know, mimic natural events. So I think, you know, tsunamis can be created, tornadoes and hurricanes can be created. I really do believe we're dealing with weather warfare. Have been for quite a while. It's a whole nother conversation, but the planet is controlled by invisible weaponry, including from space. So this is an important issue, but it's a nightmare trying to find good information about it, and there is a ton of disinformation. One of the things it does is it gets you into the ET question, you know, do ETs exist and live among us? And that brings in another boatload of disinformation and mind control. And my problem is I've never met an ET story that could not be explained by mind control. Not to say that that explains it, but it could certainly explain a lot, if not all. Question. Dear Catherine, regarding your Planet Lockdown interview, is there any chance of you having the sketches you drew during the interview made into graphics? I am reminded of Arthur Schopenhauer's observation, all truth passes through three stages. First, it's ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. And third, it is accepted as self-evident. It's in the parking lot because several people have suggested it. I thought it was pretty clear from the video. But I think the idea of showing the pillars and the idea of integrating these different industries is good. Question. Found out on YouTube that buses loaded with National Guardsmen are en route from central Pennsylvania to D.C. They are scheduled to leave on January 17th. Do you think what you saw and heard was protection for them? They're asking one of the Pennsylvania subscribers heard helicopters. They're going to D.C. for the Biden inauguration. I don't think there's anything out of the ordinary there. Although, these days and age, you never know what they're up to. I'm looking for a new bank and would like to bank locally. In light of recent events, is there any further advice on banking with banks versus credit unions? And if going credit union state chartered versus federally chartered credit unions? And maybe on the larger perspective, where do we put our savings during these unprecedented times? I would see the Bank Local article for, if you just do a search in the library on Bank Local, you'll pull up our sort of the process of finding a good local bank or credit union. What you're looking for is the best governance and financial strength. And what you'll find is it's all over the map, what charter or, you know, whether they're a bank or a credit union. If all other things are equal and I have plenty of selection, I'm going to choose a state charter, but it's only one of many, many variables. Again, I want good governance and financial strength as a result of having good governance and management for, you know, enough time to be experienced. In terms of where do we put our savings, I would take a look at the first quarter and last equity overview. We do an equity overview for every wrap-up. So the first quarter one was in January. The second one was in, I think, April. So you can go back, and they're transcripts, so you can skim them quickly to see. And then we have an old wrap-up called Where to Stash Your Cash. And other than the deterioration of the federal credit, it's still pretty good. And I think one thing I would stress is think about what it took for a variety of wealthy families to live through war, pestilence, change. You know, and basically you get your money in things that are real, that you understand, and you keep it diversified. Question. Hi, Catherine. You have amazing videos, which are 10,000% true. I was wondering how I go about suing the government for taxes or mortgages. Also, how to sue large companies for human rights discrimination, which I do not wear a mask in their store. I know that is a loaded question, but I'm passionate about it. To do some of these things, we need a lot more investment in legal help. I've reached out to a group of lawyers to help me do more of that when we do the Take Action crowdfund for the first quarter. And so a lot of this requires attorneys. One thing you can do is just shun. So anytime you shun a company and buy elsewhere, and particularly if you let them know that, you know, if enough people did it, it would have more impact than suing. Comment. Hello. Thank you for all you do. I'm so glad I learned about Catherine. My question, how would you prioritize using investment capital? Is paying off the mortgage real estate number one? Does buying silver make sense? Do you have other suggestions? Again, see the last year's equity overview and the annual wrap-up, and this one too. So the 2019 annual wrap-up equity overview and then the 2020 equity overview. I love paying off the mortgage, but it depends on your individual situation. I think with interest rates really low, if you have a low interest rate and you're not at risk of ever losing the property because you have plenty of assets otherwise, you know, it's a very different situation than if you're, you know, you could get yourself in trouble if you lose your income. So it really depends on your unique situation. So I have a hard time generalizing. You asked, is there an auto company that does not feed the autocracy? Buy used and spend all your money on good local mechanics, keeping it going forever. Rebuild, rebuild, rebuild. I'm trying to get one of the local people to take my old Nissan Pathfinder and get a new motor and really sort of refurbish it. Aside from supporting Solarian Children's Health Defense, what charities do you approve, and is there a reliable watchdog for them that you would recommend? So if you look at the donations page in each one of our wrap-ups, we have a new one in our annual wrap-up at goingdirect.solaria.com. You can click to it from any of the 2020 annual wrap-up commentaries. And it's also in any wrap-up. You will see a report on who we give money to, and we tend to give smaller amounts to a lot of people. I don't know of a reliable watchdog. There may be one. I don't know of it. I feel it's best to donate to people and organizations you know or people you know and trust. Sometimes I'll take a flyer. You know, I like to say we donate to the imperfect. I think it's very important to donate directly to people and start at home, family, local. I often tell the story that during the litigation, when the litigation started, I realized that I had given or gifted or loaned $250,000 to family and friends. And that was the money that the Department of Justice could never get a hold of or shut off. And it just kept trickling back to me for 11 years, and it's the reason I'm alive today. So I like banking on the community bank. And there's a reluctance. We've been trained to give money to not-for-profit institutions, but not directly to other people. So I'm a great believer in gifting. Question, and right now there's tremendous opportunity to help people who are in the corner as a result of what's happened. And you can find ways through lawyers and CPAs to give without, you know, them knowing who you are. You can do it anonymously. But I would, you know, I would really look around and say, who's in the corner and how can I help them out? Question, another thing to think about is churches are great at sort of identifying who needs help and sort of quietly getting the money to them in a way that protects your anonymity if you want it. So churches are another place to try. I have a long article that we turned into book form long ago. It's called Gifting to the Children We Love. One of the dynamics I found in families was some people had money and other people had time, but they weren't doing all these great projects for the kids in their family because you needed both time and money. And I was constantly saying, can you guys, you know, get over your pride here and start talking about who's got what? It's like a stone soup thing. Get together and start helping the kids. This person has time. This person has money. You know, create a job. You put up the money. You put up the time. And, you know, everybody, it's a win-win. Anyway, it's an article. You can get it publicly on the Solari.com, or you can, I think we sell the book for $5. Anyway, Gifting to the Children We Love. It's got some great ideas on donating to the kids in your world. Question, I recently joined the group after listening to some of your interviews for years. Thanks for your tenacity. I'm sure it really helps, brings hope to people. I have a question regarding a private experience in the internet. While subscribing, I saw that Proton Mail is a recommended option. Can you tell us what due diligence you've made to get to that conclusion? I was already a recent Proton Mail user, but would love to hear your thoughts, warts and all. I also started to use the Telegram app as an alternative to WhatsApp to speak to friends. Do you have any view on Telegram or its privacy pedigree? I had a variety of people review and look at different email programs, and I decided on Proton Mail. The people I asked to look at it were much more expert than I am. Now, I've gotten a couple of pieces of serious criticism on Proton Mail, which I take with a grain of salt, because there's no such thing as perfect. Everything, I mean, these are systems where there is zero privacy. They're completely and utterly compromised. They were designed from the beginning to be that way. They're really surveillance devices. So it's good to look for privacy and get as much as you can, but you need to understand that the top intelligence agencies have access to everything. It's just the way it is. If I can find that serious criticism I've got of Proton Mail, I'll post it at subscriber input because it was very detailed. On a separate note, following yesterday's lockdown announcement in the UK, we parents have become the de facto teachers of our children until further notice. Ah, yes, but you notice you're still paying the taxes. So that's part of the game. You're paying your taxes to fund government schools, but you're having to teach your kids yourself. And if you homeschool, you know, same thing. Same thing with healthcare insurance in the United States. If you have to keep paying your premiums, but meantime you can't go see the doctor. It's a very cute arbitrage they're doing. Everything, you know, if you look at this whole thing according to cash flow, wow, tells you a lot. If you really want private or safe, what I would do is team up with other people locally, get a local software IT systems person to help you do a joint server. You know, you share and fund the expense. Maybe you do it through a local business, you know, but develop a circle and do your own super and email package is one way to go. You really want better privacy, and then you got to make sure you've got good encryption. Okay. Hi, Catherine. I'm a new subscriber to the Solari Report. As such, I just read your articles, Narco Dollars for Dummies, and I'm contacting you a suggestion. So it was how to start a community development organization, or I used to call them Solarias. How do you start a Solari for your neighborhood? I put a link to the links and resources for a Solari Report Unpacking Your Financial Ecosystem. And at the very bottom of that, there's a ton of old links. That article you're referencing was written in 2001, so 20 years ago. And it has all the sort of links on, including some one manual on how to do a kind of some... An entity, think of it as like a central bank for your neighborhood, but it's also in the business of circulating equity, new currencies. And the key to it is it does the data, you know, because first you need, Nicholas Negroponte said, digital, in a digital age, data about money is worth more than money. There's no way you can do a currency function or a equity creation or circulation function without the financial data. That's at the heart. Dear Catherine, in a 48-minute interview, Planet Lockdown, you were able to thread together all of our current plagues into an easy and understandable format for the non-economist and layperson. Absolutely brilliant. The immediate long-range future for the U.S. and the world looks bleak, unless a Kraken-esque bombshell resurrecting Jeffrey Epstein from the dead is revealed in the joint session of Congress on January 6th. It looks like Mr. Global will score the ultimate victory, the effective death of our treasured republic. I don't believe we're at the death. So we're definitely in the IC, but I don't think we're at the death yet. So I think the game is on. Up until the time I listened to your interview, I've used China as the real risk with the Biden presidency. It's a big risk. And if you look at what Trump just did with an executive order to throw the Chinese out of our financial markets, it's the China war is on. After countless sleepless nights, I thought within a year or two, the CCP would literally become our overlord. After listening to your position, I get the sense that China is not a part of Mr. Global's inner circle, rather mid-level management. I believe the real power brokers are an invisible level, a group of people, family that is completely masked to the 99% of the population, as you so aptly suggested. So here's my question. Do you think Mr. Global will use China as a tool to overtake freedom in the U.S., or will the plan be far more under the radar, maybe taking 10 years to perfect? The Biden administration will rejoin the global alliances, such as WHO, Paris Accord, and then Vlad the UN, or maybe the new New World type group will begin instituting the world slavery system. Maybe it won't even need to be this complex. As soon as the injection becomes mandatory and perfected so that nanoparticles are part of the mix, no government will need to take over. It will just happen and the sheep will be forever trapped. Apparently China and any other totalitarian government is more noise rather than signal. Yes, I absolutely agree. How this is going to integrate with the existing mechanisms like the UN or a new group, watch the going direct, watch what the central bankers are doing, who issues what currencies, how this all integrates together. And if you look at where things are now, I think it's fluid. Maybe somebody has a blueprint, but I think it's pretty fluid. Note the current sanctions and moves against China, both by Trump, again, new executive order about this debate about who, you know, whether Chinese companies who are helping the Chinese military can finance on U.S. exchanges. I think it's very, very important. I tweeted out last night saying the White House engages in ESG investing, kind of funny twist on it. But Australia, UK making big moves against China. So the war with China is definitely on. Hi, found your Planet Lockdown very interesting. I'm not one to embrace conspiracy theories, but your take on things gives me pause. And your BG plus academic and mainstream pedigree warranted a listen, which I'm glad I took the time to do. My question is, do you still support Trump? I find it almost impossible, even if he is the chosen one to drain the swamp. His narcissism, pathological lying, and ridiculous child behavior literally turns my stomach, and I'm certainly blind, and it certainly blinds me to anything positive he's doing. Am I wrong? You're an intelligent woman. How do you rationalize and come to terms with this? Happy New Year, and thank you for your insights. So I voted for Trump in 2016. In 2020, I would do it again. It was the preferable of the two options presented. That's part of the problem with a pro-centralization team. Now, let me explain to you, your problem with Trump is style, not substance. And you're going to immediately think, no. Let me tell you why. There is $21 trillion missing from the U.S. government. 9/11 was a false flag. The U.S. government has been marketing poison and drugs into U.S. communities for decades, including illegal narcotics. And you're focused on Trump as a pathological liar? So I want you to go watch my red button video. What we have been watching are millions of pathological liars. Clinton is a pathological liar. Hillary and Bill. So is Biden. So is Harris. So is George Bush and George H.W. Bush. If you listen to the red button video, what you'll know is that's their job, to lie pathologically, to lie without empathy. That's what they do. It's at the very core of what they do. Now, Trump was never my cup of tea. When I was in New York, I hated Trump. But he's done more truth-telling than any president that I can remember since JFK. And the thing that angers everybody about the truth he tells, and I'm not talking about his promotion, exaggeration, and lies. I'm talking about the truth he tells that gets everybody angry and saying it's a lie, and it's not. He just shredded a big tear in the official reality, and it's his greatest accomplishment. I think, you know, if I were you, I would, in 2018, we did a complete wrap-up of all our material on the missing money, and you need to read it, and you need to understand that we're talking about pathological lying. So Trump is a bully, and yes, he's a narcissist. He's also stood up under the worst treatment I've ever seen any politician in Washington get. I mean, the only person I've seen beat up worse is Mary Magdalene. And of course, she has the benefit of not having to live through it, not having to be alive in it. I just think your problem with Trump is his style, because we have a long history of pathological lying, both about how many people around the world we're killing with our warfare model, as well as how organized crime works in terms of intersection with the government and all these different policies. So you can recognize the pathological lying of Trump, but you seem not able to recognize the pathological lying of all those nice, polite, smooth, slithery kind of people. You know, make no mistake about it. We're watching a war in Washington. It's between the people who stole the $21 trillion and don't want to give it back, and their victims who they're attacking, because the best offense is best defense is a good offense. It's that simple, and it includes both sides of the aisle. Question: here are my concerns and questions for Catherine Rhee cryptocurrency investments. First off, as I told you on the phone, I'm considered in the top 4% of ID theft victims in the state of California, and only had millions of dollars laundered in my stolen ID, and was one of the only class action reps in the 2015 Anthem Blue Cross data breach suit to oppose the settlement, as it provided no security for the victims of the breach that affected 80 million Americans. Thus, I know a lot about digital crimes and ID theft via victimization. So that being said, I looked into Coinbase as a way of trading cryptos, and I don't like the amount of private information they demand to invest with them, as there are no guarantees that their database cannot be breached and important personal information cannot be stolen and used against a person. In addition, I need to know what your thoughts are about investing in cryptos and which ones you feel are a good investment. So investing in crypto is not an investment, it's speculation. You're not talking about anything that's real. Not talking about a business that can do something. You know, it's a transaction tool, and there's no financial value there. Real value. Now, crypto, in my opinion, is being pumped and dumped to encourage people to come in and invent it and speculate in it. And that's all part of trying to get everyone to move off of cash and into a digital financial transaction system. The systems are not secure, whether it's an exchange. The most secure is if you keep an offline wallet protected from an air gap. You need to make sure you keep multiple records of your passwords. One of the biggest ways people lose money on crypto is they forget their password, and the next thing you know, their Bitcoin position is worth, you know, $100 million and they can't access it. It's much easier if you stay on an exchange to speculate, but of course it's less secure. You know, if you move it off into an offline wallet protected from an air gap, it's secure, but then jumping on an exchange and getting in position to trade is, you know, it can take longer, take more time. As I said, I believe that all of the cryptos are prototypes that are helping figure out and create the central bank digital currency or some form of Mr. Global digital currency. I don't have preferences for crypto. I don't follow them. I don't own them. I have it on my list to do another round of due diligence. I did very serious due diligence in 2017 for the second quarter wrap-up this year. So, you know, sort of we'll launch in July. Whatever you do, central bank digital currency or whatever Mr. Global's consolidation will be can cause the value of all the cryptocurrencies to die on the vine or be totally wiped out or not. It really depends on how they roll them out. But my guess is they'll roll out their central bank digital currencies, regulate all the other currencies, and let them all die on the vine. And if they don't die on the vine within a reasonable period of time, they'll kind of ratchet along with draconian sort of regulations. Question. Hello, Catherine. Hope all is well in the Netherlands. It's a pleasure to finally be in touch with you as an official member of Solari. Your latest issue on State of Our Currencies was tremendously insightful, and thank you for the work that you do for truth. There is a specific question I have, and then you want to say you want to call me. I can't do that. I can't. If you look at the flow, I can't just make calls. And the phone calls are not secure. So if you think email's not secure, your phone call isn't secure. If you're comfortable sending by snail mail, I put our snail mail address in the show notes. And of course, you can get it on our website. So if that will work for you, feel free to send it by snail mail. Greetings from Southern Ontario. First of all, I want to say, so this is another question on Judy Woods and her book on 9/11. Again, I agree with you. I feel invisible weaponry is really at the heart of the matter. One of the things you wanted to know is, am I concerned about an alien false flag? Yes, I'm concerned about a lot of different potential false flags. Carol Rosen is convinced it's highly likely. And if you want to know more about that, I put the video of her describing in my book review of Richard Dolan's latest book, Alien Agendas. So that's on the website. But Carol Rosen is convinced it's likely. Just remember, this is a whole area that's just flooded with disinformation. You could spend the rest of your life trying to sort out what's true. Question. Greetings to my most favorite Catherine. There's no doubt we're in a very fluid time where major changes can take place. One named is named Nicera Gacera, which I understand will change the old economic structure. I would think if this happens in America, there will be a shutdown for a couple of weeks. Any comments or information? I've seen the material on the web. There are many good ideas in it. I know of no plans to implement it, so I don't see this as happening soon in a practical matter. I saw your interview on YouTube. Please help me. If they want Slavelandia for all of us, basic income grant, total control, because they want to live on top of the dung heap, great for them. But where's the rich consumer to buy their goods and services? If we are all slaved down under, they use less humans, more robots to produce whatever, but who's going to buy it to make them richer? They will not need us to get richer. Now, the question is, what's the optimal population for them? Because right now, the population has reached a level where it's causing extreme discomfort in a variety of ways, given the models in which we're operating. So you got to change the model. You got to change the number of people. We've experienced the destruction of South Africa under the satanic Stalinist ANC rule. The ANC government followed Global Money Power's instructions well, and we are screwed. Our economy is dead. Per capita income is dropping like a stone. Purchase power of the currency deteriorating daily. GMP controls them and the country, but where is the spending power? South Africa will go into limited civil war this year, and the ANC will disappear. So society so unstable and unworkable. What can they do with such rubble to extract wealth? They can pick up the land. One, they can get control of it, and two, they can buy it cheap. So there are plenty of people in the emerging markets to go from poverty to wealth. In fact, they can make more money on a person going from poverty to wealth than they can from people who are middle class staying middle class. And as I said, robots give them plenty of labor. So if you look at the value of land, particularly control of the food supply, South Africa is very attractive, and there's still a lot of mining profits to be made. So the other thing is, I hate to say it, these guys are not, if you look at the leadership, particularly the Ziocon kind of leadership, they're into breaking things. They get pleasure from breaking things. It's very demonic. Break it, fix it. And they make, you know, pump and dump. They make their money on breaking it and driving asset values into the ground, and then they can pick it up, and then you bring it back up. I don't think their number one goal is making money. Their number one goal is control. If they need to take the population down to 500 million to get that control, they're going to drive towards it. Hi, Catherine. And then there's a question about, does it make sense to leave the United States and go elsewhere? Did you choose the Netherlands because you feel more safe there, and why? I've often daydreamed about leaving here. What what we're facing is a global problem. It's everywhere. So there's no such thing as an away. Now, I will say this. I find the entrainment and mind control in the U.S. right now to be much worse than many other places. And the culture to have deteriorated more. But they're also, you know, the United States is such a beautiful country. North America is so fantastically beautiful. And there are a lot of great places that are still okay. So most of the people I know who've left the United States for their, you know, their perfect home away from home, unless they did it because they needed to significantly lower their costs, they generally were unhappy and isolated and came back. So usually I find that U.S. citizens are much happier finding a place, the right kind of place in the U.S. as opposed to leaving, unless, of course, they need to dramatically reduce their expenses. Again, it's a global problem. It's everywhere. What happened to me was I was in the process of starting a European affiliate when the lockdown hit, and my plan had been to spend half my time in North America and half in Europe, which is where the majority of our subscribers are. And it took me, the lockdown delayed how long it took. I was in the middle of the process and I didn't want to leave until I finished it, which was in October. But then I was concerned if I returned to the States, I couldn't get back. And right now, my immediate goal is to come current on wrap-up production. State of our currencies put us seriously behind, as did the COVID-19 restrictions. So I'm staying. My Dutch partner does the audio videos and the wrap-ups. So it's a great location for me in terms of work and health productivity. So I'm not going to return to the States until I'm confident that I can return. I'm also not going to spend 8 to 10 hours on planes wearing face diapers. It's dangerous. That's just, I mean, the science of that is really dangerous. Particularly, you're not getting enough oxygen in planes to begin with. Question. Apologies if I'm intruding on your personal email, but I have a question. So the question is, some time ago you mentioned trying the Blue Shield EMF 5G protection. I'm looking around your site and others for reviews and can't seem to locate it. What are the pros and cons? So you can feel free to always ask me about what I do. That's fine. I started to use the Blue Shield on a recommendation from Jason Bowden-Smith. I had a very positive experience. I brought it back to Hickory Valley. And my biggest problem in Hickory Valley was whenever I prepared money in markets, I'd have to go through so much negative information, I'd start to get really irritated and angry and frustrated. And, you know, because you just hate the corruption. But I lost my state of amusement. When I brought the Blue Shield back, two things happened. I regained my state of amusement, and 40 orchids, which had not flowered, you know, had lost their flowers and were in the back sunroom, all flowered. Now, it was spring, but I've never seen anything like it. And so I said, okay, you know, I don't know what the truth is here, but I like this result. Anyway, Jason has never recommended it publicly or in a very public way because they refuse to do the kind of scientific testing he thinks is required for any product like this. And I am sympathetic to Blue Shields not wanting to do it because it's unbelievably expensive if you're a company like them. Anyway, when I realized I was going to have to stay through October, I bought one for the apartment here in the Netherlands. So I'm using it now as we speak, and I can prepare money in markets and not get angry and frustrated most of the time. I'd be lying if I said all of the time. So I can't be sure it's really effective, but it works for me and I use it. No questions on the Going Direct reset. I'll be talking with John Titus about that in depth in 2 weeks. Health. Question on the 5G BioShield. This was something that was discovered by a wonderful subscriber and used, they felt, with great success. So I decided to get one and try it. In the meantime, started to do due diligence, as did you. And the due diligence, boy, it's really hard to understand what this does and why it does and how it does. So this one is, I'm stumped on how to do it. So decided to try it and look into it because one very reliable subscriber loved it, but I can't explain it. Local gatherings. Again, we have Darlene Heckman at Customer Service and Operations is working every week on working with people who want to gather groups locally and helping facilitate that. What we do is if we have somebody who's willing to play sort of organizer and host, we send out emails and say, you know, here's the email of the person who's willing to gather and play host. if you want to be part of, if you want to be invited and meet people in your area, just send them an email and you can choose to send or not. And my impression is lots of people are getting together. Question, here's a Senate document on detainee abuse at Gitmo found on WikiLeaks. This is the part that caught my eye. The January 16, 2003 memo also described techniques directed at breaking down Slahey's ego, including ridiculing him, making him wear a mask. A link here. They have destroyed these people still wearing masks everywhere. Can we ever get them back? They really seem broken. My ER experiences the other week were eye-opening scary. This is somebody who had a problem with a mask issue in a hospital. These people could not process what was happening. They stopped thinking the minute they put on their mask. I read somewhere along the way since March that described how masking kills the executive function of the brain, your Jiminy Cricket ego. I'm finding it internally more difficult to deal with seeing a sea of masked people. I can feel the stress inside and have to turn away, leave the area. I've always been trained that if anybody is noticeably mind-controlled, to get away from it as fast as possible. And it's funny, whenever I'm with a, you know, if you walk into the co-op here, they require a mask, and you see everybody with masks, and you think, I got to get out. So I know how you feel. Then the next question, somebody sent a link to a letter from the Republican chairman, party chairman of a county in Nevada, and I was shocked because it was basically the whole Q rap about, you know, Trump's going to be reelected and on January 20th, and there's this magical plan, blah, 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 blah. It's pretty scary that a party chairman would believe this. I had written in subscriber input when they posted it. This letter was written on the 8th, 2 days after the January 6th staged event in Washington. I wrote, I'm not buying it. Sounds like you bought a story. The next is a question. Amazon Web Services cut off Parler along with plenty of other vendors. And I'm going to discuss this more in Money and Markets. Here's the reality. We're watching quite a game of Monopoly going on. Part of this is the investors don't want flowed pulled away from Twitter. You know, they've got big investments up in Twitter and other media. And if private entrepreneurs pull the money away, then the stock market falls because one's in the stock market and the other's not. So this is sort of what I call the pop players ganging up and stopping the non-pop players from drawing capital gains away from them. The other is what you need to understand is this is not just about who gets the media flow, but who controls the narrative. And what's being played for is factions establishing control of the U.S. military and FASB 56 spigot, and that's worth a fortune. So a free press can result in serious legal demands to get the $21 trillion back. And remember, the guys fighting this are the guys who helped steal it and don't want to give it back. Then somebody came across another interview by Lieutenant Governor Tom McErnie. What these guys are saying is bizarre beyond belief. I'm going to talk about it more in Money and Markets. I'm not sure if they're just landing on Normandy Beach with water pistols, but if you look at all the things you had to do to stop election fraud before, during, and after the election, Trump and the Republicans didn't do it. And I'm assuming Trump thought he had somebody or people lined up to do it, and he discovered they might have been on the other team. It's murky at best, so I can't tell for sure. But one of the things I can tell you is all the things that the Republicans could have done to stop the steal, they didn't do it. And if you don't believe me, watch Edwin Vieira's video about, you know, sort of what you would have done if you really wanted to stop it. The next question was a report on supposedly a Capitol protester removed from plane, apparently placed on a no-fly list. I tried to get verification on that story and couldn't get it, so I don't know what the facts are. There's no doubt that, you know, there's a game that is a precursor to the system they're trying to build, which is if you don't behave, they can turn off your money, and they're playing that game all over the place. They're trying to play it with private companies, but if you look at the RICO statutes or tortious interference with contract or all sorts of other sort of even antitrust, it just seems to me there's massive, massive violations of multiple laws. Then you go through, next question, somebody goes through all sort of the disinformation on the election, including Patrick Byrne, who I think is pretty reliable. And the question is, why is he doing what he's doing? I find that real sources of information are extremely hard to find. My best intel over the last month is from just looking around, talking with people, reading, learning, and combining all that to hopefully a rational thought. I agree totally. Started to talk about the California fires in Contras. There's a woman physicist who came out after the California fires in an interview. She said, paraphrase, we didn't know we were so compartmentalized. We didn't realize what we were developing, working on. Now seeing the California fires, we think this is what we're looking at. Is she part of an op? Who knows? Her delivery of disturbing information was more sincere than she disappeared from the internet. Pompeo's Twitter is still up and running, as is Giuliani's. Millennial Millie still has a Twitter. Parler's gone. Heard that is funded in part by the Mercer family. No proof. How does that fit into the mix? I think it will help you. He said, oh my God, I'm confused. I think it will help you to map out the money on all these different situations, because a lot of this is fight over the cash flows and the resulting stock market leverage resulting from those cash flows. Then you said, going back to building a farm. What a great idea. If you haven't watched the Edwin Vieira interview, I'll put it up in the links to Ask Catherine and Money and Markets this week. So whatever is going on, whether it's BS or bad news, here's the thing. Any talk that the military is given control with the Insurrection Act or martial law, that will be a 99% chance that they will be, the military, when that happens, will be working for the central bankers. And guess what's going to happen? So I'm going to talk about this more in Money and Markets, but it looks to me like most of what we're watching is entertainment to keep everybody busy while the politicians cut their deals and fundraise and set honey traps for a new domestic terrorism law. You know, the January 6th event was pretty ugly. And again, remember, Biden's the guy who brought you the Patriot Act, the private prisons, prison industrial complex, and exploding civil and criminal money penalties and big business. Dear Miss Fitz, Happy New Year. Thank you for your COVID content and the other great information on the Slayer Report. It's like having my personal CIA giving me intelligence briefings, and then you updated me on what's going on in your patch of the wood. Did you see Tom Wood's video? Absolutely, and I posted it too. Sent us the FDA documents for Pfizer and Moderna. Unbelievable. You said there are no deaths. There are now. There are now. And you posted a link to the national nurse who got facial Bell's palsy. It's nuts, this what they're doing with the injection. Meantime, you see plants that make hydroxychloroquine are blown up. You just couldn't make this up. Okay, just to remind, Children's Health Defense has a new piece this week on deaths, including covering the Ron Paul report on the nursing home that had so many deaths after the vaccinations were done. Dear Catherine, I hope the new year is shaking in well for you. Out with the bad leaves and in with the new. You talk about Notre Dame being burnt and the mosques in Jerusalem. The funny thing is, when I was in Cairo in September and October, the only people I saw social distancing were in and outside of the mosques. An estimated mask usage in the densely packed streets of Cairo to be roughly 1 in 30, just ballpark. It's really a global push. Mr. Global fears public assembly, and congressional prayer seems to be viewed as a particular threat anywhere on earth. Muslims have a problem because Muslims don't go along with usury. And if you look at the guys running this, that's one of their secret sauces for harvesting and creating the inequality. Any thoughts on ivermectin? I don't know how to pronounce it. Ivermectin. It's one of the therapies for COVID-19. Do you follow Chris Martinson? YouTube deleted his video in which he discussed the successful use of the drug. U.S. appears to have impounded shipments coming into the country, and South Africa is flat-out banned. This WHO-designated essential medicine, since word is spread regarding its efficacy in destroying the magic virus. It's unbelievable. Well, they're trying to force the injection on you, and the theory is, you know, if we make it impossible to get one of the many therapies that work, you know, we can force you to get the injection. Ugly, but there it is. Hi, Catherine. Thanks for mentioning Britain and Italy and your money and markets yesterday. I've continued my journey. You posted a whole bunch of links. I'm not a fan of a number of the people you've posted, but please be careful. Please be careful. And then you said Biden did not hurt his foot in the shower. He's wearing an ankle monitor. Sounds weird, but in fact, that could have been true. It doesn't mean he won't be president. Parks has been a real disappointment on the U.S. elections. The question is why, because he's usually a much more sensible character. Nothing under shadow work. Take action. I'm all for not paying taxes, but don't relish losing my house or landing in prison. Is there any reliable guidance out there? I am working to try and see if I can't line up some lawyers to help me reinvigorate this conversation. It's one that has to be led by lawyers. You and I can't do it. Whatever you do, you're going to have to do with lawyers and local organization. State of our currencies. I would point out, I'll talk about this when we talk more about this idea. One time, when the litigation was settled, I owed Citibank $14,000, and my calculation, missing money at that point, was up to $14,000. And they're one of the agents for the New York Fed is depository for the U.S. government, which means they're, you know, anybody who has that role at the Fed, at the New York Fed, is up to their eyeballs in this. So I wrote them a letter and I said, you owe me as a taxpayer $14,000 and I owe you as a credit card holder $14,000. So I'm asserting a common law right of offset and I'm not going to collect on you, but I'm not going to pay you this $14,000 either. I'll just offset. Never heard from them again. It was quite interesting. It seemed to have worked. State of our currencies, no questions. And conclusions, no questions. I'm going to post, as I said, the Edwin Vieira video, and it's one I really recommend. I'm going to talk about it some more in Money and Markets. So again, if we missed your question, please let us know. Somebody did ask a question about seed banking, and I have some research to do there. So if you haven't heard from me on that, it's because I'm looking into it. Please make sure you check the Lehman store for off Lehmans.com. It's a store that provides non-electrical goods, people who don't use electricity. It's got a remarkable catalog, and it's worth paying. I think you have to pay a little bit of money to get the catalog, or you used to. It's worth paying to get the catalog just to see the books. But I would also check in with Acres and Weston Price. And let me see what I can find on heirloom seeds. So if we forgot your question, my apologies, let us know and send your questions to askcatherine@solari.com. Ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful evening. Bye.